El Niño is a natural climate phenomenon that occurs in the Pacific Ocean. It happens when water temperature in the ocean rises significantly above average. This triggers major changes in weather patterns across the entire planet, affecting millions of people in countries all around the world. Sometimes El Niño can be extremely powerful. Scientists refer to these rare events as a super El Niño. They do not come around very often. In fact, there have only been about 5 super El Niño events since 1950. The last one broke out in 2015 and lasted until 2016. During that period, many regions around the world had to cope with devastating floods, severe droughts, and dangerous heat waves. Scientists have recently warned that a new super El Niño might be building up in 2026. If this turns out to be true, it could be one of the most powerful El Niño events ever recorded. Some regions may receive extremely heavy rainfall and experience serious flooding. Other areas might dry out completely and face dangerous water shortages. Storms could also become much stronger and more destructive than usual. In the United States, the impact of the last El Niño was significant. The southern states went through an unusually cold and wet winter. The northern states, on the other hand, experienced a much warmer and drier winter than normal. In other parts of the world, some countries completely ran out of water, while others had to deal with catastrophic flooding that wiped out entire communities. Scientists have also discovered that a super El Niño can cause global temperatures to rise sharply. They have found out that 2024 has already broken temperature records and was one of the hottest years ever recorded in history. They now believe that 2026 or 2027 could turn out to be even hotter, which would be a serious concern for the future of our planet. To keep up with these rapid changes, scientists have set up advanced monitoring equipment across the Pacific Ocean. They have been carefully tracking the water temperature and studying the data they have collected. They are trying to figure out exactly how powerful this El Niño might become and what the consequences could be for communities around the world.